Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, here to tell it to you straight. I'm going to be brutally honest here today about everything. God bless America. This is the Steve Greer Show, and here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, drug resistant super gonorrhea is on the move. And it's really doing damage in China of all places, but it could soon be running rampant right here and around the world. That's the warning from public health officials. Number two, another heavy-handed climate rule has been knocked down in federal court, and yet Joe Biden and company keep coming with more and more and more regulations destined to fail in court, too. I'll have the latest. And number three, I hope you and your family enjoyed a wonderful Easter Sunday, as we did. He is risen. The recent deaths of young women like Lake and Riley in Georgia and Ruby Garcia in Michigan at the hands of illegal aliens has raised the level of concern of Americans. And the ongoing crisis at the borders, it should. Former President Donald Trump will be joining me here a little bit later on the program today to discuss the tragedies that happen daily in America that most of us never hear about. And all because this administration currently in power seems impervious to the fact that it has become the number one issue for voters this year, and impervious to the fact that Joe Biden is killing America, this time literally. You can go online every single day and find the heartbreaking stories of those killed by violence, drunk driving, and drug overdoses, plus those that have been violently and sexually assaulted and raped every single day. And despite the very grim statistics, almost no one on the Democrat side of the aisle seems to care much or want to do anything about it, except for maybe Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman. Let that sink in for a moment. A guy recovering from a traumatic stroke clearly understands the threat of an open border today and long into the future, but the president and his team refuse to budge and do anything at all. But the invasion that dwarfs anything that has happened in American history is now reaching the center of the country. It's no longer just limited to Texas or Arizona. No, every state is feeling the pain. Plus, there's no place left for many of the latest arrivals to go at all. They simply have no options. They've come all the way here. For example, in Denver, the man in charge of welcoming new illegal aliens says there's nothing left for them. They're simply too late. Here it is.
Carrera is Denver's so-called newcomer communications liaison. That means that he meets the busloads of new arrivals. The city says this group got here on March 26, sent up by Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott. He warns them the jobs, the resources, the opportunities have already gone to the 40,000 migrants who came to Denver before them.
Yep, the 40,000 that came before them, 40,000 in Denver alone. And Denver's one to help those illegals hit the road, too, offering rides and plane tickets to New York City, Chicago, or even to the Canadian border. This is how bad it is. After 10 or 15 million illegals in 3 years, we don't have the ability to handle it anymore. We have been overwhelmed. And you hear about the deaths of the people like Lakin and Ruby, but many more families are devastated by life-changing crimes and acts that can destroy people's lives, but so many of these are not reported. And honestly, you'd never have the time because the number of violent criminals living in America illegally now is beyond the pale and out of control. ICE is overwhelmed every day trying to stop violent sexual criminals and gang members. We're going to look at Boston here. Bill Lugin of Fox News went up there, did some terrific reporting. I give credit where credit is due. Here's a sample of one of those reports from Bill. Listen.
All the targets today, every single one of them is an aggravated felony here in the Commonwealth. So these are really the cases that are the worst of the worst here in Massachusetts.
ICE quickly takes down its first target, an illegal alien from Guatemala charged with aggravated child rape.
Carlos Piet.
Minutes later, ICE arrests a Colombian national charged with the rape of a child above age 14.
I don't have enough officers or resources to tackle every one of these public safety threats. Are we going after the child rapist today, or are we going to go after that two times deported fentanyl dealer? Because we can't get both.
ICE's next arrest, a combative MS-13 gang member from El Salvador, charged with a slew of violent crimes. Officers then arrested this Brazilian man, charged with five counts of aggravated rape of a child.
You hear it? Rape, sexual assault, rape of a child, all of it. These are the things that didn't happen when Donald Trump was president. Not at this level. Not at this level because we didn't have this kind of invasion. The average number of illegals coming into the country when Donald Trump was president, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton was about 300,000 to 400,000 a year. Now we're at millions per year. The estimates are at least 8 million have come in under Joe Biden, but I believe that number's probably much higher. Could be double that. Could be double that. And Boston is just an average city. Denver alone, like I said, absorbed over 40,000 illegals before waving the white flag. What will happen to Atlanta or Cleveland or Phoenix? The same, by the way. Republican Congressman Pat Fallon represents Texas. He knows how important the issue of the open border is, what it means, how devastating it is. They've been watching it from a front row seat for a long time. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen it in Texas, as I said, for years. I mean, under the Trump administration, we were nabbing about three people a year that were on the terrorist watch list. We caught 169 in the last fiscal year under Joe Biden. Chinese nationals, there were 450, mostly military-age men, by the way, John, under the Trump administration. Last year, it was nearly 50,000. 170 countries have been represented by folks crossing the border illegally under the Biden administration. So something happened on January 20th, 2021. We got a new, we had a leader in the White House. Now we have a panderer, and you're seeing the results.
And you're seeing the results. This did not happen, President Trump. This did not happen with President Obama. Although I'm not convinced that President Obama is the one involved right now with it happening, but it didn't happen while he was actually in office as President of the United States. This has to be intentional. This is the policy of Joe Biden because there is no other explanation. This is a president that has blatantly ignored a ruling by the Supreme Court to continue giving away billions of dollars in student loan forgiveness using executive orders the court says he's not allowed to use, but refuses to issue orders to seal the border that he is allowed to use, you see. What is it, 94 executive orders from Donald Trump that were eliminated? When the president comes on here later today, when Donald Trump joins me here later on the program today, we're going to discuss those executive orders. We're going to discuss what's gone on with Lake and Riley and Ruby Garcia and all of these violent gang members. And you know why the guy from El Salvador was so upset? Because he's going back to El Salvador, which means he's going straight to a hardcore prison. His party is over. We should be loading planes and sending them back to El Salvador with these MS-13 gang members. Rape, 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 sexual assault, you heard it. Send them back to El Salvador's President Bukele, where he can ship them off to prison. That's the best answer for most of these clowns. Violent thugs, criminals. Send them back to places where they'll really learn a lesson or spend the rest of their lives in misery in a dark, dank prison cell somewhere in the bowels of El Salvador. That would be appropriate for these folks, now wouldn't it? Go back to where you came. All right, so these are just part of the conversations I'll be having with Donald Trump coming up a little bit later on the program. Tell your friends, gather around. I will take a break. I have more on this coming up. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here on a Monday. I'll be right back.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Have we gotten to the point where at some high school game that an official has finally had enough from coaches, players, and adults, pulls off the whistle, and offers it to you? Let's hope not. There's no way you could do a better job. It's on everyone to promote good sportsmanship. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.